B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Amanda, what's happening with your boyfriend that you think he could be messing around on you with someone he works with?
Yes, his name's Rich. We've been together for a little over a year. And he actually works for a major bank in Charlotte here. So about 2 weeks ago, though, the bank hired some new interns.
Oh, interns.
Ever since then, yeah, young, cute girls to intern there. And ever since they've been hired, he has not stopped texting. He has been on his phone for the last 2 weeks. And
is he like in a position where he has to train them? Because I know, like, with those big companies, the interns are more of like employees.
I didn't want to like just take his phone without asking, but I asked him. I was like, can I see what you're texting? Just because it's bothering me and I want to know what's going on. And when I looked at it, it wasn't about work really at all. And that's when it really started bothering me, because he's on there texting her like late at night when she's out with her friends, being like, oh, don't be too drunk for work, which sounds like something you would say to somebody, but not to an intern. I mean,
it sounds a little flirty.
11:30, 12 at night, you know?
Sounds a little flirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ever text our interns.
Like, look at me and my cute friends. Like, it's just weird.
Here we go. Roy's going to dial him up. Hold on a second, Amanda, and we'll find out who he sends him to, okay?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Rich. How can I help you?
Hey, Rich. My name is Beth. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we have $100 in beautiful free red roses to give away, and you are getting them.
Oh, okay. So you're sending flowers for me?
So we've been doing this for the last few months, but you are the winner of this month's contest.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thanks. Yeah. So who would you like to send a dozen roses to?
You know what? Can I send it to a couple people? Can you send it to my interns?
I can. They are romantic roses. Is that appropriate?
We kind of flirt around. If I could break it up, that'd be great.
So who's the first person that you'd like to send these to?
Let's see. There, could you send it to Carrie with a C?
Okay, Carrie. And who else?
Jen, two N's.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, just one more. Can you send it to Allie, please?
Okay, and would you like three different cards? What would you like to put on these cards?
You could put, this summer is going to be GR8. That's just a stupid thing we do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So much fun to come.
And you want that on all of their cards?
Yeah. That's cool.
Rich, that is so inappropriate. And I'm almost certain that you're not just flirting with them. That's just so inappropriate.
Excuse me?
Rich, that's your girlfriend Amanda on the phone.
This is War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
I can't be on the radio. I have a job where
Yeah, exactly. You could get fired for this crap. And you're sending your interns flowers like they're not going to find out you sent those flowers.
It's a joke. I'm just sending some people some flowers.
Yeah, they're romantic flowers. Didn't you think maybe they're not romantically interested and that would be awkward?
No, I don't think it's just funny. It has nothing real romantic in it. I don't know what you're talking about. What is going on?
Not every woman would find that funny. They would maybe think that you were trying to come on to them. And in your position at your job, you could lose your job for that, Rich.
What is going on here? What are you doing? Why are you calling me like this?
Because I wanted to know what you were doing. You're sitting there on your phone texting Jen all night, and you tell me nothing's going on, but, like, you're sending her flowers. You didn't send me flowers.
You know, that's the key, is Loren, our AKR operator, said, hey, the romantic flowers, who do you want to send it to, the romantic person in your life? And instead of your girlfriend, Amanda, you send it to three interns, and Amanda's right, completely inappropriate, bro.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.